Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to today's Open Systems Publishing eCast on Embedded Development Systems Research. It's hosted by Evans Data Corporation. My name is Jerry Gipper, and I'm the editor for Embedded Computing Design, and I'll be monitoring today's event. Before we start, I'd like to point out a couple of items for you to note about your eCast viewer console, for those of you that aren't familiar with our system here. First, notice the Ask a Question button on the left. At the end of the presentations, we will address selected questions as time permits. You can submit your questions at any time during today's session. Second, you should notice the full screen slide button on the bottom. This enlarges your view of the slides as they are presented and makes it easier for you to view some of the material. Today's presentation will be by John Andrews. John is the president and CEO of Evans Data Corporation. John has over 25 years in market research and information technology-related businesses, having been CEO of both private and public companies. Before Evans Data, he was CIO of CXS Corporation and president of CXS Technology. During his tenure at CXS, the company was named one of the top IT achievers 3 years in a row by CIO Magazine. John has also previously held senior management positions in information technology, finance, marketing, and field operations. There will be one question posted during the presentation, so if you can take a few seconds and answer that as the question is posted, the results will be used by John to help direct some of his comments on the presentation, so your immediate response will be helpful there. With that, I'd like to now turn the eCast over to John Andrews. John, take it away.
Thank you, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be with you today, and from Evans Data Corporation, let us thank you for allocating some of your precious time for this update. This new research, Embedded Development Systems Research, is an evolutionary process by our firm. We had been doing embedded development research for some time and have been absent for the last several years for a number of reasons. But given the tremendous change and the market shifts around embedded development systems research, we've been asked and requested by the market and our clients to move back into that type of research. So let me today give you, for those who aren't knowledgeable about Evans Data, some background information on our firm first, and then we'll talk a little bit about the research that we've just concluded and also talk about the some of the data and sample data so that you get a context of the research as well. From a background standpoint, we serve the greater technology industry, Evans Data Corporation does. And we were founded in 1998, and we provide industry market intelligence based on in-depth surveys of the global developer population. We do custom and syndicated research, which leverages our main key asset other than our human resources, which is our developer panel. We have a global developer panel of over 75,000 in over 80 countries. And this allows us to then provide demand-side research, which is unparalleled in the industry. The quantitative primary research we do is based on online, vendor-neutral, and statistically significant sample sizes. And in this particular case, we'll be looking at a sample size of over 500 respondents, which gives us 95% a confidence interval of 4.37%. Let me quickly just cover a number of our product areas, our product portfolio, so you get a general sense of, again, our company. Number one, we look at the developer community on a geographic focus, and we do this for North America, EMEA, Asia-Pacific, and emerging markets. And within the context of those surveys, you get the language usage, platform targets, plans, et cetera, for the general developer population in those regions. We also then do what we call multi-client reports, which are technology-focused. And when we refer to multi-client reports, these are reports that are off the shelf and are published semi-annually. And in terms of the technology focus, you can see here that we also do deep dives then into what's going on in web services or service-oriented architecture, wireless or mobility, open source and Linux, as well as then we do special efforts or studies that we call developer's choice, and some of those are around the IDEs, application servers, and mobility platforms. Again, all of these particular surveys and research efforts are global in nature. We also then publish two reports, turning to the next slide, that are aimed at the developer program professional. One is relations, and that's how do you cultivate and nurture your developer partners and developers in your developer program, as well as then how do you communicate with them and market to them, which is part of our developer marketing patterns report. And those reports are done on an annual basis. And again, those are to serve the developer program professionals. And then finally, there are some miscellaneous reports that we publish which serve the market. One of the key reports that we are very proud of is our Global Developer Population and Demographics Report. And that's a report that allows you to understand the developer population in over 30 countries, gives you a view of not only today what the estimates are, but also then it models and forecasts the developer population over a planning horizon, which right now is through 2010. It also then gives you a view of the demographics of those developers, what platforms they're using, what languages, et cetera, et cetera. Listed here then are a couple other reports that we're doing, Ajax Development, Web 2.0, and then we also do a corporate enterprise development survey, which looks then at just the enterprise class developers. Again, very different than what you would find in small and medium. So those are the kinds of research that Evans Data is involved in. Again, we've been around since 1998, and we conduct these surveys almost on a weekly basis during the course of the year to fulfill then that broad and deep expertise that we bring to the market intelligence or market research industry. Let's turn our attention now to the embedded research. We've looked at the embedded market and from our perspective have categorized it into three distinct segments. And these segments were based on our current clients and how they're organized and how they would be served. So as you think about this research, the three different reports can be purchased either separately and or in total. And I'll hold off on a pricing discussion unless there are some questions, but we can talk about that either at the end of this pitch or we can talk about that singularly following. You can see, though, that the segmentation is number one by hardware platforms and multi-core programming. There's an extensive demographics that I'll give you a snapshot of, but overall, it's broken down then by hardware platforms and considerations, which includes target system architectures, small form factor boards, percent of applications written for MPU, MCU, biggest issues in SoC design, and those are just some of the examples. Processors are very much covered in it. Multi-core development, of course, is covered. Parallel programming for multi-core processors, and then types of target devices are also included in that particular report. And we'll touch on some of that today. The second report, then, is focused on intellectual property, security, and mobility. And again, IP issues from the use of IP, third-party IP, the biggest issues in IP resource, most important factors in architecture decisions are some of the IP issues that we cover. We also look at security standards, not only from a perspective of familiarity, but which security standards are being used, why, and where. And then finally, mobility, and focused a lot on the low-power development area of mobility, as well as then what kinds of IDEs are being used in mobility as well. And then, again, target devices is another section that we look at in the IP security and mobile segmentation. And then finally, we cover the software platforms and tools. Again, platforms with desktop operating systems, targets, and hosts, and that's both for today and into the future. A heavy emphasis on Linux and for very good reasons, given the market penetration that Linux has in both the target and host worlds today, and we'll cover some of that in a moment, and then tools that are being used in embedded design and development, as well as then not only just the tools that are being used, but the purchase environment, the sources of these tools, and then overall satisfaction with the tools, which allows you to get a good snapshot and view of where the opportunities are and where the issues are in the development continuum, a view on language as well and language use, and then again the target devices. And what I'd like to do now is just spend some time focused on some selective results from this survey, and these results are to provide you with further context about this research. Clearly, in the time we have allocated today, we can't cover the full spectrum of the report. The report in total is a very large report, a very detailed report. Again, it's global. The report, if you look at it from a page standpoint, is just under 200 pages. So it's a very, very detailed view of the embedded development industry.